Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Finding the Funny here on CITR 101.9. We would like to take this moment to thank the Musqueam people for housing us here at CITR. And now, the moment you've been waiting for. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Finding the Funny. Your host, Nico McEwen. Hey there everybody, Nico here, back with more hashtag FTF on CITR 101.9.
Hey there, ladies
and today's
gentlemen.
Episode is styled comedy. So what do we mean when we say styled comedy? Basically, any sort of stand-up comedian that chooses a particular style for his delivery, whether it be using a musical instrument or doing only one-liners for their whole show. So basically, that's the idea for the episode. I kind of got excited about doing this episode after watching some of the classic Andrew Dice Clay. Yes, he is offensive and he is vulgar, but he is funny, and that is the main criteria for the show. So our first comedian will be Andrew Dice Clay, but we'll be right back after a brief content warning.
As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that can
All right. It's only this next singer's fourth time singing in his pub, so cut him some slack. He's singing something new.
Hi. I'm Neil. I wouldn't be here if someone else hadn't passed on hosting, so special thanks to Shia LaBeouf for this opportunity. I can break your heart with a work of art and a song that's quiet and small, but we're back where we began it all. Radio City Music. We might go bigger. That's right, it's bigger. It's Broadway's greatest night and we're raring to go. Let's make it bigger. Tonight it's bigger. Who will take home a Tony statue? We don't know. I guarantee a truly legendary show. New recruits include the cast of Kinky Boots. You know they're beautiful and buff as Navy SEALs. And you could bounce a quarter off the ass of Billy Porter. Lord, he does 8 shows a week in 8-inch heels. Hats off to Berry Gordy, he runs Motown like a boss. He dominates Top 40 and he banged Diana Ross. He wrote his own libretto, which is really kind of ballin'. He took every Motown classic and he said, I'll put them all in. Make it bigger,
it's bigger.
That's right, it's bigger,
it's bigger.
I just learned this dance like half an hour ago. We're going bigger,
bigger.
Like so much bigger.
So much.
You ever seen so many divas in a row?
Hello.
Well, stick with me, cause your MC's a seasoned pro. It's Pippin, never flippin', always slippin', never flippin'. traveling towards corners of the sky. But the sky is overcrowded with his oh-so-highly touted cast of singing circus people flying by. The cast of Bring It On had counted him 32 debuts. Hey kids, welcome to Broadway, don't forget your union dues. In tandem like we planned them, forgive me if it's random, but Mike Tyson had a one-man show. Let's give the man a hand and make things bigger. I'm here with Iron Mike, he's a heavyweight, yo, we're going bigger. The ride is bigger. We've got cheerleaders, contortionists, and so hey, he'll go if a sports bar change the channel to our show.
Go, Neil, go!
The magical Matildas wrote the show and nearly killed us, so they got a special Tony of their own. The strikes at the Achilles of the jaded former Billies, they get Tonys but get fired when they're grown. Now here's the kids from Christmas Story, Annie and her orphans. So many child actors high on Red Bull and endorphins. They barely come up to your knees, but God, they're singing like MVPs. And they're the reason this whole season seems to look like Chuck E. Cheese. And geez, it's bigger. That's right, it's bigger. Is there a Tony daycare where all of you go? You're getting bigger. The night is bigger. Do your parents set aside your Broadway dough? When I play Doogie, never mind, on with the show. Where famous people go. Though being famous doesn't mean that you will get a good review. So Alec, Wright, Ben Brantley, if you want, that's entertaining too. We've got magic to do. That's right, it's bigger. I'm walking down the aisle with some newsies in tow. Yeah, no, it's bigger. So much bigger. If there's a newsie you prefer, please let me know. You'll get a newsie in your gift bag when you go. That's true. That's true, there's like 150 of those punks. Oh, wait, hey, oh, check this out. Can I have my Tom Hooper Les Mis close-up, please? See, on Broadway, we don't need extreme close-ups to prove we're singing live. We sing live 8 shows a week. Check it. At the end of the day, we are gathered together to honor the best and the brightest. And tomorrow, the fashion police will report on your dress and who wore it the tightest. If you win, have the time of your life. Tell your manager, dad, and your mom thanks. Hi to your kids and your husband or wife, maybe just for the hell of it, Tom Hanks. Nothing is bigger and better than seeing a veteran get an ovation or seeing a brilliant beginner freak out on a win on their first nomination. There's a kid in the middle of nowhere who's sitting there living for Tony performances, singing and flipping along with the Pippins and Wickets and Kinkies, Matildas, and Mormonses. So we might reassure that kid and do something to spur that kid, because I promise you, all of us up here tonight, we were that kid, and now we're bigger. Tonight it's bigger. So let's create the biggest spectacle we know. Come see the super sexy Cinderella sisters celebrating. Ladies, grab a fella. The tempo is accelerating. Spidey, Pippin, Motown, Phantom, Kinky, Rock of Ages. Chicago, Bring It On, A Christmas Story, Sharon Stages. Mama Mia and Lion King, the Jersey Boy Darts. Kathy Lee's a Broadway lyricist, so anything can happen. Bigger, New York is bigger. So welcome to our bigger, better, best on Broadway, Tony
Is that not just absolutely amazing? So that is Neil Patrick Harris when he hosted the 2013 Tony Awards, and I think it's one of the greatest award show openings of all time. It's funny, it's energetic, it's so amazing. He jumps through a hoop, he does a magic trick, he does the monologue where he does a quick rap. It's just, it's so impressive, and I definitely think he is one of the best hosts for award shows, and I hope he hosts more award shows in the future. And I just thought he was the perfect starter for this episode on award show monologues and hosts, because he kind of epitomizes what they need to be. And I really think there's a lot of great humor in that song. He pokes a lot of jokes at different shows and different performers, and the amount of bits he fits into that song is so impressive. So that will be the first clip, and we'll be right back after an ad from our sponsors.
Category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, our
this is Dick Valentine from Electric Six. You're listening to CITR 101.9, University of British Columbia. When a problem needs a problem solver, guess who gets the call? Me asshole. You're tuned in with a black revolver. Guess who dropped the ball? The writing's on the wall. The president of the Capitol, lost his Senate green. From New York to Los Angeles and all points in between. Biden 50 million megawatts.
All right, we are back with Finding the Funny here on CITR 101.9. This episode is award show hosts, and our second host being featured on today's episode is none other than Jimmy Fallon. This man is another great talent. He can do it all, and he definitely does it all in the 2002 MTV Music Awards opening, where he displays his musical impressions quite wonderfully, as well as has a lot of great comedy, as he is a comedian. So please enjoy the 2002 MTV Music Awards intro, Jimmy Fallon.
Radio City Music Hall at Rockefeller Center in New York City. Here's your host, Jimmy Fallon.
Guess who's back again. Jimmy's back. Tell a friend. Guess who's back.
No more. They want Jimmy and I'll bring it. Well, if you want Jimmy, I'll take some jokes and string it. Along with the wrong, I'll take your song and sing it. Never the coasting, the bragging and boasting. This is me hosting the rules of the first thing. When you make speeches, don't get greedy. Thank your agents, but make it speedy. Hey! And don't tell me when you drop your CD, cause I'll download it on my MP3. And no royalties will make you crazy. Don't throw it on your dress. Sorry, they say this looks like a chunk for me. Everybody, just follow me. It's the only chance for you to see.
Thinking now. Look at all the nominees. Dixie Keys. And there's Linkin Park. Oh wait, there might be P.O.D. Most of you here will probably lose. You'll still have to smile for MTV News. So you might as well forget your acceptance speech. You know, you can just be happy that your video was nominated. To me, Kurt Lowe, then after the show, you can go and get intoxicated. It's nice like this, you have a drink with the sink and then blink, and then blink, I don't think, go home.
Of all people, he hurt me. He hurt me a little bit. I think I need a band-aid right here. I'm sorry, am I saying that right, Beth? Can we look at the monitor? Can we look at the monitor? It's hot in her. Hot in her. Where's Nelly? Where's Nelly at? Hey, Nelly, is it cold over there? Is hot over there? Do you need a sweater? It wasn't cold over in Times Square. Whatever, hit it.
I like it when you're with a little bit of
calm down.
I like an order of the with a side of the
just calm down.
Please no, cause I'm allergic to
just calm down.
I got a rash from and it hurts when I
just calm down.
Let me take it down for 1 second.
If I told you a joke, would you cry if the show was 5 hours? Would you not change the channel to Friends? Can I be your host tonight?
Again and again, he will stand up here forever.
There's no need to
So, ladies and gentlemen, that is the 2002 MTV Music Awards opening, where I think Jimmy Fallon definitely had a lot of fun performing that opening. And that is a key factor, I think, with hosting anything, is the fact that the host needs to show that he is having a good time, he or she is having a good time performing and enjoying themselves on the stage, because that's how the crowd is going to enjoy themselves. It's all about creating that atmosphere. That's their entire job, right? So I think anytime you can find a host that is genuinely having fun up there, you're in for a successful show. So we're going to be right back with more Finding the Funny after an ad from our sponsors.
Our first comedian for Styled.
To understand more about fashion, we asked CITR student executive and fashion expert Jonathan Q what fashion means to him.
Like, it's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. I mean, because, of course, I mean, it's also, you know, I mean, when you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism, as opposed to someone who buys, like, you know, all the clothes. Let's say, you know, someone buys a clothing.
If you really want to know more about fashion, I mean, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode. Nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Well, actually, is it? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within, but then, you know, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture, and that's been around for centuries.
Hey, back with FTF here on CITR 101.9. Quick shout out to our social media. Anybody listening, check us out on Twitter at FindingFunnyFM or just Finding the Funny. You'll see our logo and our write-up about being an awesome CITR show. I can't believe it's already been over a year of the show. We're having a lot of fun, and we hope everyone listening is enjoying today's episode with award show hosts. And to conclude the episode, we will be featuring, of course, Seth Meyers' monologue from yesterday's 2018 Golden Globes. Quick shout out to Oprah Winfrey before we play the clip. She had an amazing speech last night. For anyone that didn't get a chance to see the Golden Globes yesterday, definitely check out her speech. It is beautiful, it is inspiring, and very well spoken. So this is Seth Meyers with the 2018 Golden Globes monologue.
Ladies and remaining gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and remaining gentlemen. I'm Seth Meyers, and I'll be your host tonight. Welcome to the 75th annual Golden Globes, and Happy New Year, Hollywood. It's 2018, marijuana is finally allowed, and sexual harassment finally isn't. It's gonna be a good year. This was the year of Big Little Lies and Get Out, and also the television series Big Little Lies and the movie Get Out. There's a new era underway, and I can tell because it's been years since a white man was this nervous in Hollywood. By the way, a special hello to hosts of other upcoming award shows who are watching me tonight, like the first dog they shot into outer space. For the male nominees in the room tonight, this is the first time in 3 months it won't be terrifying to hear your name read out loud. Did you hear about Willem Dafoe? Oh, God, no. He was nominated. Don't do that. Don't do that. Considering what has been going on this year with powerful men and their terrible behavior in Hollywood, a lot of people thought it would be more appropriate for a woman to host these awards, and they may be right. But if it's any consolation, I'm a man with absolutely no power in Hollywood. I'm not even the most powerful Seth in the room tonight. Hey, remember when he was the guy making trouble with North Korea? Remember that? Simpler times. They tried to get a woman to host this show. They really did. They said, hey, how would you like to come and be judged by some of the most powerful people in Hollywood? And women were like, well, where is it? And they said, it's at a hotel. And long story short, I'm your host tonight. And we're all here tonight courtesy of the Hollywood Foreign Press. A string, yeah. Give it up for the Hollywood Foreign Press. A string of three words that could not have been better designed to infuriate our president. Hollywood Foreign Press. The only name that would make him angrier would be the Hillary Mexico Salad Association. Well, I think it's time to address the elephant not in the room. Harvey Weinstein isn't here tonight. Because, well, I've heard rumors that he's crazy and difficult to work with. But don't worry, he'll be back in 20 years when he becomes the first person ever booed during the In Memoriam. It'll sound like that. Well, despite everything that happened this year, the show goes on. For example, I was happy to hear they're gonna do another season of House of Cards. Is Christopher Plummer available for that too? I hope he can do a southern accent, because Kevin Spacey sure couldn't. Oh, is that too mean to Kevin Spacey? Daniel Kaluuya is nominated for Best Actor for his work in Get Out. Daniel plays a young man lured to an event full of aging white people desperate to reclaim their youth, and oh my God, Daniel, it's a trap. Get out! Get Out was a great film to see in a theater and also a great way to tell if your date was a racist. If you walked out after that movie and your date said, it was so sad when they hit that deer, they're a racist. You went to a movie with a racist. The Shape of Water received the most nominations of any film this year. Just an incredibly beautiful film, but I have to admit, when I first heard about a film where a naive young woman falls in love with a disgusting sea monster, I thought, oh man, not another Woody Allen movie. It's like Manhattan in water. The Post is nominated for Best Picture tonight. The Post! The Post is a film about journalistic integrity directed by Steven Spielberg and starring Tom Hanks and Meryl Streep. No, not yet. We have to wait. We have to wait and see what happens. There was some great television nominated this year, too. We had another fantastic season of Stranger Things. Stranger Things reminded me so much of my childhood. Not the sci-fi stuff, and I didn't really have any friends. I don't know how to ride a bike. Basically, just the part where a guy from Radio Shack dated my mom. Sesame Street recently released a parody of Stranger Things titled Sharing Things. Meanwhile, Bert and Ernie have been doing a parody of Call Me By Your Name for years. I live in New York, so one of my favorite shows of the year